All right, let's look here, and I'll start reading in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We're talking on the subject of spiritual warfare. And it just so happens that a lot of God's people don't realize that we're in a war. They are traditional churchgoers. And they just come to church, one, to see who's there and to be nosy and have something to talk about. Others come to hide because they're scared of what's going on out there, so they think these four walls will protect them. Others come to really seek God, to try to get a better life, to understand how to live in victory in this earth.